Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My fault. I prematurely turned my mic on.
Come on, Hugh.
I'm trying to lock in. I'm on thin ice right now.
No. Lock in with Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I do like this song. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Now, that's where it gets a little sticky. Feliz Navidad. Sometimes that is going to be
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Feliz Navidad. Yeah, this is a good song, man. I can't even.
Dude, have you ever been? I think they call them mariachis, right?
Yeah, mariachi band.
Dude, the best time I've ever had when you go in there, they're singing it. That man, listen. Mm-hmm. Had you a couple drinks in you, maybe a gummy or two, and just ball out. That's a fun time. It's a great song, man. Is it eggnog? It's eggnog season, right?
Eggnog? Yeah, sure. You want some eggnog?
Hell no.
Okay.
Eggnog is horrible.
You brought it up.
No, I'm just saying, because some people go hard for eggnog.
Yeah, I'm not an eggnog guy. I have a different kind of drink around the holidays. I never asked Elliot if he's an eggnog guy. Elliot Shore Parks joins us right now.
Get the show back.
Sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 5th. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. As Hugh was going to go on a long rant about mariachi bands.
Struggled over here today.
Elliot, how are we doing?
Man, I have said it before, and I'll say it again. A Hugh Douglas, a very underrated voice when you sing. Like, I feel like you got soul in your voice when you sing. I like usually, it.
I'm
good.
A little bit better when I had a couple drinks in me, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully not eggnog. I agree with you guys. Eggnog is trash, yeah.
Yeah, it's gross. There's so many other good drinks to have around this time of the year, or just whenever. Yeah, it's not good. I also think Hugh does a good job of keeping our guests on our toes. One, when will we go to them? And two, what will the conversation be you walk right into? We did it to Ross. We did it to Devin yesterday. You got to be part of the mariachi band. Have you ever seen a mariachi band live, Elliot?
So I actually, last year in Brazil, there was a band at a restaurant I was playing at. I don't know if it was mariachi, but it had similar vibes. And it was fun. I mean, you know, he was right. You get a drink or two in you, a mariachi band starts. It's a festive time.
Was that the band that was kind of following you around Brazil as you were on the phone with us? That was great radio. I'm surprised we didn't win.
No drinks in my system then, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't win the Marconi for that alone, as the band followed you around in Brazil. All right, Elliot, a lot to get to with the Eagles here as they try to bounce back after two straight losses. Let's start with some NFL news, and it could pertain to the Eagles. Elliot, the Steelers waived Darius Slay. Has not been a great year for Slay or the Steelers, and you know, his coverage stats are not good. Their defense stinks. But we see this sometimes. Guys go one place and they go back to a place that's more comfortable. Your thought on Slay, could he end up back here? And do you think he would help?
Yeah, I think he could definitely end up back here. I mean, it's to the point where I was looking at the roster today and figuring out what number he could wear. Like, I think there's
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, and unfortunately, there's no good numbers. Like, you look at it, 34. I mean, he seems like someone that would really care about the number he wears. 34 would be a tough look for him. But in terms of, I think it's absolutely possible. It wouldn't shock me if it happens later today. And I think it makes sense. Now, I think it makes sense twofold. One, I think it makes sense on a base level as a depth move. If you look at the backups they have, like, let's say Quinyon and Adoree are going to be their starters. Fangio doesn't seem super comfortable in Kelee Ringo, and Jakorian Bennett's not been on the field all year, and I don't think has been super impressive when we saw him in preseason. So Slay brings something that they don't, which is experience. He has, you know, hundreds of starts in the NFL. Kelee Ringo and Jakorian Bennett have 18 combined and have never started in a playoff game. So at a base level, I think Slay is a good addition just to the depth of the team and to the locker room. I think he's a popular guy in the locker room. And then there's the upside of it. Has not played well with the Steelers this year, but was really, really good last year. I mean, was surprisingly good. So, you know, maybe there's a chance he comes here back in a familiar setting and he plays better. So I think it's a no risk pickup at this point.
All right, let me throw this at you because I agree for the most part. I'm just wondering who he would replace. And Elliot, I can't pretend I know this like totally. Just my eyes tell me Kelee Ringo has made a lot of plays on special teams. He's always around special teams coverage. And I did see yesterday he's got, you know, a certain amount of votes. He's like top 8 or top 10 in the NFC in special teams voting. It seems like there's a perception he's good on special teams. He helps there. He'd be like the easy one to just replace. Do you think they value him on special teams? And if not Kelee, like who would he replace in that room?
Well, so I don't think he would replace anybody in the room from a roster standpoint. I think they would keep all the corners. Mac McWilliams, Jakorian Bennett, Kelee Ringo. Like maybe they'd cut Bennett, but I kind of think because of his age, they wouldn't want to expose him to waivers. So I think there would be a smaller chance they would cut him. So in terms of who he'd replace like on the field, I think he would become the top backup or potentially replace Adoree. But on the roster, I think you would cut somebody from somewhere else. Now, keep in mind, Marcus Epps is returning this week. He's going to return to practice with how Sidney Brown played last game. It would not shock me at all if Marcus Epps is on the active roster for Monday against the Chargers. So if you bring in Slay, maybe you wait a week, right? You give him practice for a week, but you got two potential roster spots you need to open. You know, you could pick other spots like AJ Dillon, right? Like I don't know why AJ Dillon is still on the roster. He could easily be on the practice squad at this point. So you could find other spots, but I think in the corner room, you probably wouldn't cut any of those guys.
All right, Elliot, let's talk big picture here. And there's a lot of season to go, and they certainly could win Monday. They should beat the Raiders. And then down the stretch, two games against the Commanders, they should get some victories here and find their way to the playoffs. But Elliot, let's just present a scenario where this thing topples over. It's 2023 all over again. And this time, Elliot, if they don't win the division, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because they really only have tiebreakers against the Lions. So they have to win the division. Let's say they don't. It topples over. They collapse. How do you think the Eagles are going to handle that? And I'll just ask you the question we're throwing out today. Is Nick Sirianni safe no matter what? I don't even know how to unpack a coach with two collapses in 3 years, but with, of course, a Super Bowl victory in between.
Yeah, I think he is safe no matter what. I do not think they would fire him. As Hugh likes to often point out, money matters in the NFL. They just gave him a contract extension last offseason. So
they just
recommitted a ton of money to him. Now, we could say it's not against the cap. Who cares? I think Jeffrey Lurie would care because if you fire Nick, you're paying him whatever. Now, he might get another job, so that offsets it. But then you're paying another head coach as well. So I just think they just doubled down on him. The person they didn't just double down on is Jalen. Jalen did not get a contract extension last offseason. So I think if they were to collapse again and the offense is bad the rest of the way, because you're right, when the offense is this bad, they generally make changes. I think they might have to ask themselves then, after 23, 24, and 25, where it doesn't seem like the offensive system is maybe perfect for each other with whatever Nick wants to run versus what Jalen's strengths are. They win a lot of games, so it works. But I think if they were to make a decision at the end of the year, it would not be about Nick. It would be about Jalen.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Yeah, I tend to think one of those, if they collapse and the offense stinks the whole season, one of those two might not be here next year. So we kind of see it similarly, just a matter of how they go about it. All right, Elliot, we need to unpack your take of your NFC power rankings, which I enjoyed the graphic.
Gladly.
Conversation yesterday with the afternoon show. Elliot, you have the Eagles still number one in the NFC. What's the reasoning?
Because I think they are the team that other teams would least want to play in the playoffs. And I think if they played the Rams, the Bears, the Lions in a playoff game, I would pick the Eagles. I don't think they're playing the best in the NFC right now. They're not. That's probably the Rams. You could argue the Bears because they just beat the Eagles, although I don't think the Bears are playing outstanding football. The NFC is just not that good. Everyone brings up Seattle. Seattle has not beaten one quality opponent all year. Like, you want to know why they have great stats? Because they play trash teams every single week. The Eagles have gone against the toughest schedule in the NFL. they get treated like they're 3-8. They're actually 8-4. So they are not maybe where they should be, but they have not been a disappointment either. So when I look at the NFC, I agree the Rams are playing better now, but the Eagles beat the Rams both this year and last year, and they have one more loss than the Rams. So the Rams aren't 3 games ahead of them. They're not 12-1 or some special record. They have a very regular record too. So with every team pretty regular in the NFC, I'll go with the team that has beat the majority of teams that are considered good in the NFC and the team that has the best playoff experience and most recent.
All right, but wouldn't those teams want to play the Eagles' offense right now? Like, I understand your perspective.
Well, I don't think the Rams would want to play the Eagles.
Sure they
would. To them. Why? They've lost to them the last 3 times they played them, including
because
this
year. In the last month, the Eagles barely can crack 15 points. Like, why wouldn't any team want to play the Eagles' offense?
Because the Rams lose to them every time they play them. I agree they're not playing well right now, but I think there's a difference between how you're playing right now and how I think you'll play in a big game. Like, the Bears just beat the Eagles, right? Do you think if the Eagles went to Chicago in the playoffs that that's not a game they could win? Of course they could win that game. The Bears have no playoff experience. So we can talk about the Rams' offense, which I agree is better than the Eagles' offense. But if that mattered so much, the Rams' offense was arguably better than the Eagles' offense last year. It was better than the Eagles' offense earlier in the year. They still lose, right? So I think, yes, offenses compare. When you compare them, I agree. But it's not just an offensive game, right? Like, as Hugh often says, defense matters. So there's that aspect of it well. Like, sure. On a full pitcher, they beat the Rams every time they play
I know,
them.
But but 2 out of the 3 examples are last year's Eagles and last year's Rams. I mean, like, we have
one... Then use the one year when they played one time this year, the Eagles won that game.
Yeah, and the Eagles' offense is worse now than then. But that's it, right? The teams right now, if they played right now, the Rams would be 5-point favorites in the game, 5.5-point favorites.
If they played in L.A., I would probably agree with
you. Yeah.
But, you know, like, is anyone afraid of going to L.A.? I mean, the Eagles, like, it's basically a home game every time the Eagles are there.
I'm afraid of anyone with the defense playing the Eagles right now. We can't move the football.
But can I – all right, so here's what I've heard a lot of, and I'm – wonder where you guys fall on it. Like, what are the Eagles good at, right? They're not good at anything. Their offense isn't good. The defense isn't playing well. No one believes in the coaching. Then how did they win 8 games? Like, well, obviously,
but this happened in 23. The NFL is only 16, or it used to be 16, now 17 games. You win a couple of toss-up games, your record looks way different than the reality. That happens all the time.
But you can do that for other teams, right? You can do that for the Rams. I don't know what their record is in one-score games this year. I don't see them winning by 17 points every week, right? Like, every team has flaws, right? But not every team has the Eagles' resume of quality wins and of the playoff success last year. And I know that bringing up last year, you can say it doesn't matter. I think it does, because if they play Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams in the playoffs, they'll have such better playoff experience and they'll be more prepared for that game than they will. If they play the Seahawks in a playoff game, would anybody take Sam Darnold over Jalen Hurts in a playoff game?
No, but the Seahawks defense might shut the Eagles out.
Like, why? But the Seahawks have played 3 good teams all year, and they've lost to all of them.
I'm with you. They're not even make it out of the first round. I'm with you. I'm not saying Seattle's
okay,
going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so we don't think the Seahawks are that
no,
good.
But if they played right now, I don't think the Eagles would beat them. They
but
don't.
Why? That's what I'm asking.
This Eagles offense is bottom of the league right now. How are they going to beat anyone that's good?
Because they beat good teams all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elliot, in the last month, they are lucky they have those two wins. Can we be real about that? The two wins they won, they scored 15 and what, 10? Like, how many games do you win scoring 15 and 10 in the NFL?
Again, I agree the offense is not playing well. We're on the same page. I'm not saying that right now the Eagles are playing like the best team in the NFC. I'm saying,
but you put them at one on your power ranking.
Because I still think they're the toughest team to eliminate in the playoffs. I would, if I was another team, right? If I was the Rams, would you rather play the Seahawks or the Eagles?
The Eagles.
You would rather play the Eagles, the team that beat you three straight times, the team that's coming off the Super Bowl.
That doesn't matter anymore. They played the Seahawks.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
It does matter, but it does.
Do we forget what happened 2 years ago? We could have said literally the same thing. Well, they're coming off a Super Bowl. They have a playoff experience. They came down the stretch. They looked like garbage, and they went out with a whimper.
Why, right now?
Until I see something different. And again, Elliot, they could play well the next month and change all our perspectives. But right now, why is this different than 2 years ago?
Well, let me ask you this. Why does 2 years ago matter more than last year?
No, what I'm saying is each season matters, but you seem to be referencing two years ago, which is further away. Each season matters for how they're progressing. Like last year, when they were progressing well, they went this time of the year, they went to L.A. and Baltimore. And that's when they convinced us all, my God, they're good.
Yeah.
So at that point, the collapse no longer mattered. The 2024 Eagles looked great. Just like in 23, when they started to look like crap, the 2022 Eagles didn't matter anymore. The 2023 Eagles were crap. Right now, they're crap. So, like,
they're not playing well. I agree with you. They're not playing well.
But again, until they change that, the Rams just played the Seahawks. Sam Darnold threw four picks, and it took a missed field goal at the end for the Rams to hold on. That's how close that game was with four picks.
Neither of those teams are that good. That's the point I'm making. Do you think any team in the NFC is great?
I think the Rams are a great team. Right now, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're the best team in the NFL.
Okay, so I think the Rams are the closest to a great team right now in terms of how they're playing. But also, they just lost to the Panthers in Carolina. Matt Stafford threw three interceptions.
You know, Elliot, the Panthers have one less win than the Eagles. I've heard this 50 times this week. Well, they lost to the Panthers. They have seven wins. The Eagles have eight.
I'm just leaning on the resume more than you are, right? Like, I think it matters when a quarterback and head coach has accomplished something. And so when I'm looking at the future and I'm looking at the playoffs, like, to me, it matters that the Eagles are built around a core that has won big games more than any other team in the NFC besides arguably the Rams. They won a Super Bowl a while ago. That was a much different roster, but same quarterback and head coach, so they deserve credit for that. That matters to me. I'm not comparing the teams in terms of last year's Eagles versus this year's Eagles. Obviously, last year's Eagles are better. What I'm saying is when your head coach and quarterback, that's the backbone of the team, have played in big games and won big games, including against the team that you're telling me is so much better, then how am I supposed to sit here and say that the Eagles aren't the best team in the NFC when they have the best resume?
But didn't 23 teach us it doesn't matter? We could have said, I bet we had this conversation in 23, and they went out and got smoked in a playoff game against Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I think if we want to compare teams, I think this team is way better than the 23 team. I think they have more consistency on the coaching staff. I think they have better players on defense. The offense arguably was actually better in 23 for what it's worth. But I think as a team, they are better. Now, you're right. They could collapse. Like, I agree. When you watch them play, they do not feel or look like the best team in the NFC. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is there is no great team. And when there's no great team, I lean on a resume of what teams have accomplished. And again, we just like gloss over it. The Eagles literally beat the Rams. They played this year and they literally beat them. So to act like the Rams belong in this class above the Eagles just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, Elliot, they beat them, but come on. I mean, they needed a blocked field goal at the end to win the game.
Well, it sounds like they got a special teams advantage next time they play.
Well, that they might. Already. They might have that. I do like the Eagles special teams better than
the Rams. We're on the road to the Super Bowl.
Special teams. You're right on that. Elliot, we appreciate
it. I mean, it's just crazy. The Eagles have beaten almost every good team they've played this year, and then I sound like the crazy person for saying they're the best team in the NFC.
Well, it is crazy because they're not
right now.
But they look terrible.
The last month, they can't move the football.
They just got embarrassed
by
the Chicago Bears.
They're not playing well right now, but they just also in this
they haven't
month
played
where,
well
the
all season.
They,
I
okay,
argue like this.
Okay, so Kyle, they've not played well
me
all season,
they haven't,
right? But
yeah,
they probably have more quality wins than any other team.
So is the Chiefs still a quality win, or are they 6-6?
I think that is a quality win. It was you're going to tell me going to Kansas City in week two when they were 0-1 and beating them was not a quality
win. No, but the point is,
it was also like a century ago.
We say this, but give me the great wins they have this year.
They went to Green Bay and beat the Packers. They beat the Lions at home. They beat the Buccaneers. They beat the Rams.
Hold
so
on.
You, think it's
you,
like
you know, the
Lions team.
The Lions and Chiefs very well might miss the playoffs. Like, we say these things, but maybe these teams aren't. Maybe they're
let
not as good
you
as we thought.
What would you qualify as a great win in the NFL then? Forget the Eagles. Just tell me what you would say if a team went and did that, that would be a great
win.
Well,
it's two things. It's not just beating a team. Anyone could win a toss-up game. Like, games happen weird all the time. You have to dominate. Who have they dominated besides the Giants here in October? Dominate. That's
again, but you're not answering my question.
Well, like, what is a great
what's
win?
What's a quality win? Because if you're going to tell me the Chiefs aren't a good win, the Rams aren't
a good
win.
No, what I consider
reason,
a good win
reason,
is dominating a good team. They
but
don't
it's hard to dominate a good team.
No,
that's the point.
No, it's not.
They, like,
what,
if they had Seahawks schedule, they would dominate more
Super
games.
Bowl
but they don't.
Super Bowl champions dominate good teams. That last year's Eagles went to Baltimore. They were one of the greatest offenses in the league, and they dominated them.
Yeah, I got news for you. The Eagles aren't as good as last year.
Well,
I agree with you on
that.
But that's
why
that
they're not number
the
one
team
in the power rankings. That's the whole point.
But what does the Eagles not what are the Eagles dominating last year? What matters more to you? The Eagles dominated teams last year, or the Eagles beat the Rams this year? What is more indicative of who's the better team this year? Who they've played and who they've beaten this year, or how they played last year?
No, what's indicative is how you play. Why is it so hard?
Yes, and when they played the Rams this year, they played better than the Rams.
No, they didn't.
The
no, they didn't.
Then how
they got
did they win? Then how did they win?
Elliot, have you you've seen luck before, right? That was a lucky win. Let's call that
the Giants beat the Eagles, and they're not even on the same planet as us. Like, sometimes you win games you're not supposed to, or you beat a better team.
But again, we're not talking about 1 week into the NFL season. I agree. If you diminish every win the Eagles have, then their schedule's not that impressive. I agree with you on that.
Like, but wins and losses isn't the only. Like, do you outgain the team? Do you have more first downs? That's indicative of who's better. The win and the loss. So, like, if a guy misses a field goal at the end, the whole outcome changes. It doesn't change
the
game.
Hold on, but the guy didn't miss a field goal. The Eagles made a play and blocked a field goal.
Yeah, I know.
And if we want to talk about like the difference between the two teams. I think it's actually a major red flag for the Rams that they were up big against the Eagles and couldn't shut them out. We're a Rams radio station, which I know no one cares about the Rams, but if for whatever reason there was a Rams radio station, we'd be sitting here and saying, the Eagles have our number, we can never seem to beat them. Early in the year, we dominated them, still found a way to win. So, like, we can view it from the Eagles' perspective, but they're not playing well. I agree with you, they're not playing well. But do you think the Rams want to see the Eagles in the playoffs? I guarantee you they don't.
Elliot, it's just like, but no history points to this. Teams that
other
win
than the history of them playing, other than that history.
When teams play, go to the Super Bowl and win Super Bowls, they dominate. They don't win they don't squeak out games and win championships. The 2017 Eagles beat the crap out of teams. The 2024 Eagles beat the crap out of teams. The 2022 Eagles,
the
04 Eagles. They lost, Elliot.
They lost in the Super Bowl. So they were the best team in the AFC last year.
But at the end, regardless, when you play like this, eventually you get your ass kicked. Like, whether that is in the first round or you make it a couple rounds by accident, you get your ass kicked.
Were the Chiefs a great team in 2023? Did they dominate teams week after week, or did they look mostly lackluster all season?
It was better than this.
The point I'm making is the only team you can compare the Eagles to right now is the Chiefs, because they have played the most football over the past 3 years. They've gone to multiple Super Bowls. And what you see is when you do that, you generally don't have great regular seasons because you're playing great
teams.
That's
fine.
Doesn't the Chiefs comp feel kind of like coping a little bit?
Of course it does.
Like, we're trying to explain away why we look terrible by being like, well, the Chiefs looked terrible last year.
Well, but aren't they the best example of the team most similar to the Eagles right now?
I think people want that to be the case. Like, we also, but hold on, we could also go right back to 2 years ago, this exact Eagles team, 2023. It's probably a closer comp.
I don't know if it is a closer comp because you could point to the most recent season, which was last year, or you could point to this season. And I'm not denying that there are not elements of the season that feel like 2023,
yeah, there's a lot.
Right? No, well, I think there's some. I wouldn't say if there's a lot. I think they're a way better team, and I think the difference is they've just not played great football all year. But also, for what it's worth, like, you see teams that consistently go deep in the playoffs. They don't play great football during the year.
But you're missing something with the Chiefs. Home field advantage, only having to win two home playoff games. The Eagles right now are the 3 seed. You've said it with us. They've never won a road playoff game. Like,
I agree. If they're not the 1 seed, it's going to be harder for them to get
the 1 seed. How are they going to get the 1 seed?
Well, they didn't have the 1 seed last year, and they ended up playing at home throughout the playoffs.
Right.
So if you finish as the 2 seed, and you act like the Rams and Bears are 3 games ahead of them, it's a 1-game difference.
Right now, where do you think this is headed?
I think they're probably going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, stop.
He's living his truth.
Why is that crazy? Who in the NFC are you truly afraid of besides the Rams?
It's way more likely they get knocked out in the first round as the 3 seed than go to the Super Bowl.
I disagree with you on that.
All right. Well, we just see it differently. Until they start playing better.
That's what's great about sports.
It is. It really is.
Elliot,
we appreciate you hopping on, and we will talk next week, Elliot. Thank you.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Right, there
was,
he goes.
That was spirited.
It's because you're off the hook for you.
Well, I've gotten a little bit trouble. I'm just trying to, make it through the day.
I'm just helping you out.
I'm just trying to make it through.
Took you about 1 minute.
Hey.
At least I waited an hour. Yeah. I don't get... Hugh, would you rank the Eagles number one in the NFC?
No.
You could have chimed in there.
Well, because listen.
You don't stand with Joe.
I do. I stand with Joe.
No, you do not stand with Joe.
Kyle, you stood with me.
You know what's funny? Because I wanted to hear what Elliot had to say.
No, seriously.
I don't agree with him at all. I don't, because.
Then rip him.
No.
That's what we do.
I wanted to hear his argument. And. Part of his argument is because they have championship pedigree, right?
Yeah, but didn't they have that in 23, and what happened?
Well, I understand, again, don't agree with him, but I understand what he's saying, but here's the reality of it. Because you asked him, do you think the Rams are, who would they rather play, Seattle or the Eagles?
Yeah.
They would rather play the Eagles.
I agree.
They want, for two reasons. They want to get some get back, and the Eagles right now, they almost figured them out, but they figured them out.
Yeah,
they looked like they figured them out.
They did. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls. That one went off the rails a little bit.
You asked me questions.
I know. Well, I just
stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No more questions for you. Plus, we'll get to Hard Knocks last night with the Eagles featured. Our takeaways from that. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I got to read.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's on me.
Sure is.
Oh, my bad. We've eaten the turkey, everybody. Listen, it's Wednesday. Wow. I know I have to read these, but I'm going to change this because, damn it, if you're still eating leftovers, you need to stop. Let that turkey die the death that it was supposed to die if you have some leftover. But this is what I want you to do. Get you some Hatfield. Get you some of that Italian sausage, man, that sweet Italian sausage, and make yourself a breakfast casserole. If you want to have some Thanksgiving back, make this dish tomorrow morning. Go in there, make a breakfast casserole so good that you will be reminded of the great holiday that you had. For store locations and recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.